vote.
Hi, Evan. It's Nadine. Sorry you didn't answer your call. I was on the phone with Lars.
Oh, okay. Did you get him squared away?
I did. You know what? Yeah, he had, he was confused, and I had to kind of clarify everything with him. So he thought he had the pay-per-lead program, which is what I was trying to offer him, and I had reminded him that the reason why you weren't doing the pay-per-lead program is because there's not a qualifying category for you for that, and the 449 package was the better fit for you. I said, but he's not even paying that right now because your uncle's like kind of like seasonal, right? And I said, but you wanted to start with the package he had in, with the package he had. And so I wanted to respect that because, you know, as a business owner, I'm going to respect what your decision is, you know? I said, so even though I suggested the Google guaranteed and he's like, okay, now I get it. I said, so that's the pay-per-lead. So I just kind of went over it with him again just so he understood the difference. So he's okay. He's just like, okay, I was just confused because I thought that's the one I had. And I said, no, or else you would have been doing a whole application process, but you opted out of that as of right now because this is what you wanted to start with budget-wise. You know what I mean? And I get that. I said, we never want to put you in a position where you're like, you know, scraping for pennies. You know what I mean?
Right. So, let me ask you this. So for me, I mean, unless I'm not correct, even for him, wouldn't it be to his advantage to do what I do? Because the lead thing with me, I pay you $449 a month and I'm a sponsored ad. I'm right on top. If anyone calls me or emails me, the app tracks it. I know what I'm getting. Between you and I, Nadine, I don't care if someone clicks on my website 5,000 times. That means nothing to me unless they pick up the phone. So for me, and I said to Lars, don't pay for a lead. The way I have it, it's $449 a month.
Yeah, and that's what he's doing. He's paying what you have.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly the package that he has.
Oh,
but,
because I told him, I said, Nadine wouldn't put you where. Because he goes, Uncle Evan, what happens if they click it 10 times and don't call? He goes, I'm getting charges coming out of my budget. I said, no, well, you don't want that package. You just want to have you want to be a sponsored ad. You want to be up at the top, and you want it to come through.
And that's what you have, too. If someone clicked on your thing, so here's – and this is what I explained to him. When you're paying $449, $300 of that is going allocated to your Google ads that we are managing, right? So you're not actually incurring a cost per click, but there is a budget that we have to allocate to it to manage those ads throughout the month. And that's what I explained to him. That's the same package you have. The same exact package is what he has. There was another package complimented, and I don't offer it to you because you don't qualify for it. There's not a qualifying category for you. But this one it's a pay per lead. He opted out of that one because he said, I want to have the package like my uncle. Not a problem. Then that's the one we're going to do. But he thought, well, I just got a spam call. I'm getting charged for that. And I said, you're paying a flat rate. You're not doing the pay per lead. So I had to clarify that with him. So he was like, okay, I understand. I think he's a little discouraged because I think and he goes, I know it takes time. And I said, listen, trust me, you have an account manager plus a team on your account. We're going to do everything we can to retain you as a longtime client because you're getting the results. We're not just leaving you there and just twiddling our thumbs and not doing anything to optimize you. It takes time, you know, so trust me, we're here for you. And he's like, I understand, you know, and I get it. You know, with Lars, this is still a very new business for him, right? Evan, if I'm not mistaken.
He needs to understand. And I told him this. He, you know, he's an electrician. He was a union guy. And he always sees the bigger picture. He's all about the money. And I told him, I said, Lars, it took them a good 30 to 45 days to get us up and running. I said, Randy was skeptical and was going to drop out. And I told her, Randy, Nadine said, give it a good 30, 40. And I said, Lars, once 60 days hit, she got us back on the local thing. The city local thing came back. And I said, and we were sponsored. And I said, Lars, the phone blew up. They can't get everything done overnight. And he thinks that because he spent that money, you know, within 2 weeks, his phone's going to blow up. And I told him, Lars, it's not. Once you're up there, though, I said, you're going to see. You're going to be on the, you're going to be sponsored. You're going to be fighting for business because there's a million electricians. I told them that. I said, with you,
yeah,
I'm unique. But with you, Lars, unfortunately, there's a lot of electricians. So you are going to be battling it out, you know, so, but you're going to be up there. And, you know, I know with an electrician, what he charges per hour. I said, Lars, if you get one deal from Lucas Flash a month,
right,
pay for it.
It's going to pay for it. Yeah. And I get it.
Yeah,
you know what?
One.
I'll tell you, Evan, I get that. You know what I mean? He's got a family. He's hungry. But here's the thing. An electrician will never be out of work. You and I both know that, just like plumbers. Those guys are always going to have work because someone's always going to need their service, whether it's a commercial job or residential. You can't go without it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And so I completely, completely understand. You know what I mean?
So
I totally get it.
I
was very clear on everything and, you know, and I just kind of went over it with him all over again and he's like, okay, all right, I get it. Thank you so much. You know, poor guy. I get it. He's just like, you know, he's hungry. He needs the work. I completely understand, you know,
so
he's
between
fine.
You and me, he's got a ton of money in the bank. Don't worry about it. No, honestly, I love him to death. He's my, you know, he's my nephew and he's a wheeler and dealer. He buys and sells cars all the time. He's not poor, but he's like Randy. Randy was
he's
like,
a go-getter.
We gave them 440. She said, hey, Randy's like, Evan, we gave them 449 and we haven't got one call. I said, Randy, Nadine was upfront from the get-go before we signed it. She said, it's going to take a good 30 to 45 days. I said, Lars is the same way. He thinks because he paid you in a week to 10 days, the phone's going to blow up. And I told him that's not the case. It takes time for you guys to do the back-end work.
Yeah. And you know me, I'm super transparent because, okay, I'd rather be upfront and honest than something come back and you're like, oh, my gosh, what happened? This and that. And I'm like, you know. So,
yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
No worries. I said, your uncle's calling you. Yeah. I'll call him after I'm done with you. And he goes, okay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I told him, I said, I'll call Nadine, and I said, I'll conference this in. I said, because, Lars, that's not what the package I have. And I said, and Nadine wouldn't steer you the wrong way. I said, so let's just do a conference call with her and clarify everything. And he's like, okay, I appreciate that. I said, you got that?
Yeah. And then he just called me, so I grabbed the call. So we're good. Okay. Thank
good.
You for calling,
right,
though.
Deal.
I appreciate
all right.
it. All right. Have a good afternoon,
Nadine.
Evan.
Thank you, honey.
All right, you're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.